If I could have your attention here in the media center, we will start our post-race media availability here for the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube with our race-winning car owner and race-winning crew chief. We are joined by Roger Penske and Todd Gordon. Congratulations, gentlemen. We'll open the floor right up for questions, and we'll start with Tom, and then we'll go to Jerry.
That's better. Thank you. Guys, for either one of you, as you were watching this unfold, are you learning anything more about the package and how much things like lap traffic are playing into how you guys race each other?
Well, I think, really it's about where you are in the stage with your tires. And, basically if you want to run fast, I think on Friday and Saturday, you might have a different car than you do in the race. And I think people are starting to see that. But clean air is – every car likes that when they get out front. But I think the key thing today in the package is that nobody got out more than 3 or 4 seconds. There were some pit stops where people were out there. But to me, it shows that you don't have to – you can be the leader, but also you can be behind and catch up. And I think that's key for us. And to me, it's execution in the pits. And I think our engineering team back in Mooresville has really done a good job from an aero standpoint. And obviously the Roush Yates engines today were there. You could see that when we were, dicing with the other guys. But overall, it's 2 weeks in a row. I'm probably biased right now. I checked the box. I love the package. Maybe not next week, but so far so good.
Yeah, I think it's just a learning process as to what we've got. But what phenomenal racing. We were part of it in several places, but raced the 18 pretty hard, swapped the lead with him, raced the 4 pretty hard, and even our teammate. And just, what a kudos to the aero package and where it's gone. I think the racetrack got really wide today. Something that's really cool because you see cars going all over the place, and it made the end of the race pretty exciting. And how we handle lap traffic, it's still it's what you've got to look forward to. And Joey did a great job of keeping eyes forward to what lane guys were running and where he could go with it. So something that it's part of the racing deal.
Were you having any flashbacks at any point to 2 years ago when you saw Kyle coming?
Oh no, I. We've raced our teammate here pretty hard at times, and seems like Brad's beat us about every time. So a little satisfaction to get on the other end of that one with our teammate.
We'll go next to Jerry, then to Lee, then to Mark, then to David.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. For both of you guys, which one was more nervous with the teammates battling out there, Roger? You have a lot invested in it, and then Todd's got he's got to get his guy to victory lane. Were you worried about those guys racing hard?
Well, I really don't have any favorites. Only one's going to win coming out of the stable. We got three great drivers, and we've really told them take care of each other. The end, the last 10 laps, the best man wins. So, to me, you don't get on the radio and do any say watch it. You just hope that they take care of each other. And maybe another lap it would have been a different outcome. But the end of the day, putting two cars already in the championship 16 is a big step, and we know how that helped us when we went into the final four. At Homestead last year. So great team effort. Todd, and the way they set the cars up, and I think the strategy we had on both cars paid off. When he came in early the last time and, got tires, so he stayed with the guys that were up front. And then on the long run, Todd, I thought your car was terrific.
Yeah, I think the shop did an awesome job of giving us race cars that had long run speed. And that's part of what, if you look back to Friday, we qualified 10th. We didn't have the speed some of those guys did, but I think we had race ability in our race cars, and on the long run we kept that speed with us. And Joey did a great job of it, but everybody, Team Penske, did a great job of giving us pieces we can work with.
Lee,
congratulations on the wins down under. Yeah. Great way to kick off the season. Todd, how are you going to work on qualifying? It was kind of, it really, some guys looked like they had purpose out there, others did not.
Yeah, I mean, we missed the call on the last sequence. And it's something you just got to learn. We went out, we got ahead of most everybody. We were third in line when we left pit road. And you've got to draft. I mean, with qualifying, with these cars, with this place, and this is different than what probably Atlanta was, because Atlanta were still kind of having a lift. But when you put tape on these things and tape them all up, they make a lot of downforce, and you could run flat out around here. So we qualified 10th, but we didn't get as good a lap in the last round as we could. I think we could have qualified 5th or 6th, and honestly, I think to be better than that, we're probably going to sacrifice some race stuff. So we're looking pretty hard at what we have to do to be better on qualifying. But I think a lot of we were 10th, and I think a lot of our lack was execution in the final round. So something we've all talked about, TJ and myself and Joey, about how we can do that better going forward. And it'll be a different race next week at Phoenix, because we've got downforce and power, and you've got a lot of lift in there. So we'll be back to kind of single car runs.
And Roger, your cars, the 2 and the 22, at least, they were very evenly matched. Were there moments of, I don't know, just those two getting so close together? I mean, was there moments of nervousness for you at any time because they were just like crazy close?
Well, you know, I've seen it all, you know, over the years, you know, with teammates racing each other. But, you know, on one side you worry a little bit, but on the other you say, boy, isn't that great, because we're competitive and we're racing for first in our cars. So, to me, you know, just knowing these are guys are professional, they've won races, they're teammates, but at the end of the day, the best man wins. I don't want one of them to knock him out, you follow me. But, you know, Brad could have got underneath him there maybe and won. So, to me, it was just a solid day, and, you know, everything went for us. You know, our main sponsor was here, obviously, and, you know, C. Ford again, and the new Mustang. Let's give them a lot of credit, because back at Ford headquarters, you know, the work that they've done technically for us in combining the teams with Haas and the rest of the, you know, certainly the Ford teams has made a big difference. You see them all running better, and I think that's a real credit to the whole organization. We are all working together. Well, I can't speak for, you know, Chevy. Obviously, you know they've got plenty of races to be where they need to be, and they got some great teams. But I think that, you know, we sat there last year and got our cars much better with the Fusion, and I think we carried that over, because I think we had a level playing field with the Titans and Chevys at the end of the year. And what we've done, we knew we'd have a better car, and I think that's what you're seeing today.
We'll go next to Mark, then to David, then upstairs to the press box.
Mark Garrow with PRN. Roger, when Joey came on to Penske and joined Brad, did you have a sit down with them and say, okay, here's my expectation, how you guys race, and, you know, and how I expect you to race when you're racing for the win against each other? And did you do that then, or have you had to have a little pep talk every once in a while just to make sure everybody's on the same page?
Well, I think you really got to put it in perspective, because, you know, Brad was the one that said, listen, you know, we need another driver, and let's go get Logano. So he saw Logano had the capability, and people really don't realize that Joe didn't have a drive for him in the Cup Series at that point. So we were fortunate to land. I'm not sure that people talk about him, they released him. That wasn't the case. They just didn't have a full-time job. So he came on really as a part of our family, really, when Joey came on. And I think that I've never had a conversation with him to say what to do. You know, sometimes I'll tell you, use your heads. I use that sometimes, use your heads. But that's about all I say to him.
David?
David Swope, ESPN Radio Albuquerque. Mr. Penske, I mean, are you surprised in any way to three races in already have two drivers that have qualified for the playoffs?
Well, that's what we go racing for. So, yeah, I am surprised, but I'm not surprised. I think the you know, with the time and effort that all the team put together, and Todd, and certainly when you look at Jeremy and Paul Wolf, you know, these guys are pros. And every one of our key guys have grown up from the Xfinity Series up into their Cup jobs. And, you know, they sit right next to each other at the shop, so it's not three different teams. It's one team, and I think that's why you see our cars typically running well. Blaney had a – when at the pit stop, he had knocked off, you know, one of the air things for putting the air in the tires, so he had to come back in and change tires. So, or he could have been up there, too, because he had a good car.
So, Mr. Gordon, are you going to approach, now that you have both of the cars in there, are you going to approach the rest of the season differently? Is there something you're going to look at specifically to work on as you head into the playoffs?
Well, I think the biggest thing with this year, with the new aero package and where it moves around, every week's a new learning curve. So I think, you know, the win's awesome, and it gets us, you know, basically guaranteed into playoffs. And I don't think that I'll do things differently. The only thing is it allows you to be a little more aggressive. That's how you call a race, or you know, some of the things you do, you can be a little bit more aggressive to try to go get wins. And those things you'll still do, but we're still trying to learn what we got to do to race this package and where we go. I think we've done a great job to what Roger talked about. I think Ford did a great job with the car. I think our shop's done a great job in giving us pieces that are competitive. We've just got to continue to push forward, because everybody's going to learn this package, and we've got to stay ahead of it.
Well, I guess my follow-up would be that it's a little scary to the competition if you feel like you still got to learn, and yet you've got two out of three victories.
Well, I think we all, if you ever quit learning, you better quit, because you're going to get passed. And it's a new package. It's something new that we've all got to kind of grasp around. I think you see comers and goers, and we're all kind of trying to sort it out. It's a unique situation because we've got a new package that we don't know what we've really needed out of it, and we're going to the West Coast swing where you've got to build your cars ahead of time. So it's something we got to continue to learn on, and we'll learn as we get to different racetracks, because this is a racetrack that doesn't have a lot of fall off. Atlanta did have a lot, and California is going to be its own creature. So every racetrack we go to has got a new learning curve.
Okay, we're going to go to the press box, and we'll come back down here to the guy in the Dodgers hat.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Todd, sort of follow up on that question. Just as a collective weekend, including the qualifying process, everything that you guys take away from this weekend, do you think that you'll see a lot of changes from with your team, or maybe just in general as people go to the next race weekend that has the similar air duct package?
Yeah, I think you'll continue to see teams make changes to what they think, and now we've got two data points that we, you know, and we've got a week that before we go to California with a drag duct package. So, I think you'll see it evolve for everybody. I think even us, it's going to evolve again, and we'll sit down on Monday and have the meetings to talk about where we thought we were good and where we think we can be better. And I would expect every one of our competitors to be doing the same thing. It's how we race. You know, we've got to continue to push to get better, and because we know all of those guys are as well.
All right, Jason Rosidlow, AmericaJR.com. Question is for Roger. Last year, your team had your 500th win here. So can you talk about how special it is to win again here today?
Well, the 500 win certainly goes down the record book as something that it took 50 years to achieve. So I'm not sure what we get to 1,000. But this was a great win for the team. And it shows that we've always had good cars here. You know, Brad winning, obviously, last year. And come back here with this new package, it's amazing. And, you know, Todd talked about, just what we're doing. We used to get our cars ready a week ahead of time, then put them in a truck and send them out here. I think our cars left the shop, 72 hours before we got here. So, because we're still making changes, that's how fast we're learning on this package.
Yeah, definitely.
Any additional questions? Well, gentlemen, congratulations, and good luck next week in Phoenix.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.